Welcome to What's Your Favorite Scary Movie, the podcast. It's another week. I know. It's been 2 weeks and there were like zero episodes. I'm sorry for that. But not really, because I was just feeling uninspired and I was feeling not fun. So, like, forgive me about it. Like, deal with it. It's gonna be fine. Really, you're gonna live, you know? It's okay. It's really okay. But we're here now. We're here now, you know? And in case you couldn't tell, we're here and we're back and we're better than ever. Because if you listen closely to the beginning of this podcast, you will hear that there's no shitty music, elevator music. Mm-hmm. Actually, there's a legit intro that I'm very proud of and worked very hard on, created myself. That's a total lie. I did not make this myself at all. I am not capable of something, of like creating something this good, and I'm untalented. I could not do it. I really could not do it. I had this idea for a very long time, you know, for this intro. I could hear it in my brain. Like, I can hear it in my mind. I can hear it for like weeks, if not months. Oh, my laptop is making noises. My laptop will come into play in like 5 minutes. Just give me time. So I tweeted, if someone can help me create like an intro for a podcast. And I was just thinking, oh, someone's going to give me tips, you know, and I'll create it myself. And that was the plan. But then my friend, my mutual, who I've actually never met in real life, but I would really like to, his name is Wael. He decided to, he DM'd me and I was like, hey, can you help me? Like, just tell me like what I can do and stuff. And he was like, oh, no, just send me the material and I'll create it myself, which is the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. I mean, come on. And I already knew Wael was a very talented, he's not dead. Oh, Wael is very much alive and well. Wael is a very talented producer, musician. He plays like a million instruments. He's like a voice engineer thing. I don't know what it's called, but he does things on a program that is related to sounds, and he does it well. And yeah, so he is like, send me the material. And I'm like, okay, I'll send you the material. And so I send them, and I kid you not, he creates it in like less than three minutes. He sends me the first draft of this thing, and then we worked on it for like maybe an hour maximum, and it was done. It was perfect. And yeah, so I cannot take credit for any of like that. I just had the idea and the clips, and that's it. And he put it all together very flawlessly, might I add. And not only that, he was very nice about it, and he was like, so oof, you know, just thank you so much. If you're listening to this, then you really don't have time. Like, boy, thank you for listening. Thank you for creating this intro. And, you know, it's forever going to stick with this podcast. You're a part of its history, unfortunately. And I'm sorry for that. I really am. That you have to be associated with us. But, you know, we live and we move. Thank you so much. I'm going to link his, you know, his social media down below if he agrees to it. I will link his YouTube channel where he posts his beats and stuff. He's a very talented producer. If you're like a singer or a musician or whatever, and you need someone to do something for you, go work with him. He's amazing. And yeah, so check, like, everything is in the description related to Wael. Thank you, Wael. So today is not a usual episode. I have guests. I do. It's like, I have people that I can do an episode with. I just don't feel like it lately. I don't feel like watching someone else's favorite movie. I've been just catching up on like movies that I've been wanting to watch for a while, and I didn't really want to do like an episode that was all about someone else, to be honest. And I had this great idea in my mind for like a while, which I took off from if you guys know Mike's Mike, he does a thing. He has a podcast and it's called Jumping in Elevators. I don't remember, but I love this podcast, and he did a pop star Hunger Games simulation. I really liked it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do this, but with horror characters. But before we get into that, I need to talk about the movies I've seen this week, because this week is monumental, because I've seen so many movies. Not by so many, I mean like maybe four. And that's a lot to me. Like, that's so many. So, first movie I watched this week was Halloween, 1978. Yeah. Rewatched it. Still don't like it. But it's fun. You know, I needed to watch it because Halloween Kills is coming out. And Halloween 2018 was one of my favorite sequels ever. And it's one of my favorite movies, I think. Seen it countless times. I love it so much. I think it's a perfect reboot. But, yeah, so we made Halloween 20... So, yeah, I watched Halloween 2018 and I love it. And Halloween Kills is coming out. So, regarding that, Halloween Kills was supposed to come out in Egypt today. And I've been looking forward to it all week. I mean, I made plans with friends. I'm forcing my friends to come watch it with me, you know, and they all agree and we're all going. It's every night I go to bed thinking, oh, just a few days closer to Halloween Kills. And last night, that's what got me through the day at work. I was like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to watch Halloween Kills and I'm looking forward to it. Today I wake up and I check online and all the dates that were October 13th is the release date of this movie in Egypt are suddenly switched to October 20th, which is next Wednesday. And yeah, I lost all hope. I really almost ended it all. That was my 13th reason. I just, you know, I feel personally attacked. I think the world is against me. I think this was targeted. Yeah. So, yeah, not watching Halloween Kills. I was planning to, like, record this maybe tonight or tomorrow and discuss Halloween Kills, maybe even with the friends I watched it with, but that clearly did not work. So, yeah, no Halloween Kills this week. So I watched Halloween, like, 1978. Good movie. Not really. I don't like it that much. But, moving on. There was a day where I watched 3 horror movies in one day, and that was, like, crazy to me. I watched Candyman 2021. I'm so frustrated because I was looking forward to it for like 2 years. I was waiting for this movie for 2 years and it just disappointed me. It was not good. It was not good. Why would you make Candyman, spoiler alert, I guess. Why would you make Candyman like a good character? This is the Maleficent, but for the Maleficent Candyman. They gave Candyman a Maleficent backstory. And for why? Who asked for this? Child. Anyway. So we move. We move on. I'm going to move on from that. And then I watched There's Someone Inside Your House. The new Netflix movie. It's a slasher. It's a teen slasher on Netflix. It was dumb. Yes. It was dumb and it was like predictable. But it's okay because that's what I signed up for. That's what it promised to give and it gave, so it's fine. I really enjoyed it, thoroughly enjoyed that. Definitely recommend if you're looking for something like a horror movie that is safe and that is like, you know, you feel like you can watch it easily without really stressing out. Watch that movie. It was really fun, diverse cast, fun mask idea. You know, it's not like a mask killer that is like, you know, fixed. I like the concept. Ending is predictable, but that's okay. That's okay. I forgive them. I really liked it. So then I watched VHS 94, which is the newest installment in the VHS, you know, franchise. I loved VHS and VHS 2. The other ones, not great. But the new one, the best one, I think. I think this one and VHS 2 were incredible. Like, this one, VHS 94, was so good. The stories were, like, incredible. You know, it was, like, big-brained. I feel like I was so into it. And the vibe and the aesthetic and the craziness of it all. Amazing. Amazing. So, if you don't know what VHS is about, it's about, each movie is, like, mini-movies. Like, mini-short movies within one large movie. And this is basically about tapes that are, like, that contain insane stories. So it's found footage with insane stories. So it's like maybe 5 or 4 stories in one movie. And they're so good. So good. Ooh. Do you hear this? These dogs are going crazy. Okay, let's just talk. I think I can... Anyways, So ignore them. But yeah, watch VHS 94. Incredible movie. So now, is the time that we have been waiting for. Horror movie Hunger Games. Okay? We have an incredible lineup of horror movie all-stars. You know them. And if you don't, I'm sorry, I guess. Go deal with it. But yeah, so we have, if you're not familiar with the Hunger Games, you know how it goes. 24 people, only one of them comes out alive. And these are all crazy bitches. These are all the wild girls of the world, you know. They're different. They're built different. They're crazy, you know. You can't take them anywhere. So yeah, we have 12 districts, like in Hunger Games. So I'm gonna just tell you which district has whom. I don't know. But yeah, you'll get it. So District 1, we have Jason Voorhees, from Friday the 13th. You know him. And Michael Myers from Halloween. So I put these two together because I feel like they have the same, you know, energy. They can't be killed. They're indestructible, you know. They always come back. And they're just very stubborn people. They're very stubborn. And I wonder if they're going to stick together or kind of turn on each other. So, yeah. In District 2, we have Ghostface from Scream. You know, okay. As Ghostface, I mean just someone in a... Because there have been like maybe like 6 or 8 Ghostface in the Scream franchise, in the Scream series. So I'm not sure which one it is, but in my hand it's Emma Roberts. So it's Emma Roberts in Ghostface. And speaking of Scream 5 or like Scream 2022, the trailer just came out and oh my god, I had a meltdown at work. I was screaming and crying and vomiting. I was losing my mind. It looks incredible. Neff Campbell. Ugh, Sydney. Yes. Hello, Sydney. It's an honor. Yes, it's an honor. So yeah, love Ghostface so much. Scream. Love Scream 2022. Looking forward to it. Like, I'm gonna die on that day. Like, literally, that's the day that I, you know, check out of life. So yeah, in District 2, we have Ghostface from Scream and Freddy Krueger from Nightmare on Elm Street. I think Freddy already has an advantage in this game because he has, like, knives for fingers. So he has how many knives on each hand? Like, 3? 5? I don't know. But he has knives on his hands, like, built in. So he already has a weapon. So if he doesn't make it out of this alive, I don't know what to say. District 3, we have Chucky and Bride of Chucky. Self-explanatory, you know who they are. You know, Chucky, the doll, and Bride of Chucky. Now, I put them together because they are a couple. They are married. They have a child. But my thing is, I hope they turn on each other. I really do. Because that would be juicy. That was just, ooh. That's what I want to see. That's the drama that I want to see. In District 4, we have Pennywise and Candyman. Pennywise is from It. Candyman is from Candyman. Pennywise is a messy girl. He is. And I want to see how that plays with Candyman. Because Candyman is also messy. They are both, you know, magical-ish. Like, they're, you know, they're not human beings. And that's interesting to me. So I always think they come from the same district, and District 4 is kind of insane to me. So yeah, them. District 5, we have none other than the baddie herself, runway model The Nun, as well as the girl who shook the world, broke the internet, Annabelle. Same cinematic universe, The Conjuring cinematic universe. I think they fit together perfectly. I think they would turn on each other though, because they're both insane. So yeah, so they're there. District 6, we have Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Hannibal from Silence of the Lambs. So yeah, Leatherface and Hannibal have a thing in common where they love, you know, eating people. Like, no, yeah, I mean, Leatherface didn't eat people, but Hannibal did. He loves eating people. Leatherface likes to make masks out of human skin and furniture. So yeah, I think Hannibal's gonna die. There's no way Hannibal can make it out of this alive. And I don't know if Leatherface can kill without his chainsaw. So I don't know. But Hannibal cannot, like, how even? Okay, we have Samara from the Ring. In District 7, we have Samara from the Ring. And the wet bitch from The Grudge. Don't remember her name, but you know who they are. They both look very similar. And so they're both practically the same person. Except one comes out of the TV, and the other one is just always, like... They're both also wet. Oh, yes, they're both wet. They're both also always wet. Because the wet bitch from The Grudge was drowned by her husband in the bathtub, and Samara from The Ring fell in the well. So, a lot in common there. They also have a crossover movie in Japanese, like the origin of both movies, which was great. I loved it. But yeah, it was like, I don't remember the name, but it was them versus each other. It was really good. So, yeah, so we have them. And in District 8, we have Carrie and Jennifer Check from Jennifer's Body. Carrie is from the movie Carrie, Stephen King. We know her, like the girl in the blood and the telekinetic powers. I think she has an advantage, maybe, if she uses it well, but she's very annoying. And Jennifer Check, so the dynamic here is interesting because Carrie is very insecure and she's not very confident, while Jennifer is the complete opposite. So I don't think they would like each other very much. So that makes for great chemistry. Or like anti-chemistry, whatever. So District 9, we have Slender Man and Esther from Orphan. The little girl from Orphan. If you have not listened to my episode on Orphan with Rula Khalil, episode 1 of this podcast, please go listen to it. So they are in the same district, District 9. District 10, we have Jigsaw from Saw. And we have Courtney Cox's bangs from Scream 3. Yeah. That's that. Courtney Cox's bangs. I think the scariest horror movie villain. I think so. In my humble opinion. Yeah. District 11, we have The Killer from Camp. The highly acclaimed Egyptian horror film, Camp. The Killer from it. He didn't really have a name. But he was one of the characters, Galel or Gamel, don't remember. But if you have not listened to my episode on Camp 2009, don't remember. If you have not listened to it, please go listen to it on, it was the last episode, literally the previous episode. And with the killer from Camp in District 11, we have Regan from The Exorcist, the possessed girl. In District 12, we have the Babadook. And a shark from Sharknado. Yeah. So, good luck on Sharknado 18. Okay. So, let's start. Let's see how this goes. Okay. So, as the tributes stand on their podium. So, this website basically tells me what happens. So, I don't really have control. But, yeah. As the tributes stand on their podiums, the horn sounds. Jennifer Check, Chucky, Annabelle, and Jason Voorhees share everything they gathered before running. Okay, good for them. Oh, that's an... They teamed up. Jennifer, Chucky, Annabelle. Chucky and Annabelle teamed up. Oh my god, the juiciness. I did not expect that. Chucky and Annabelle. So I guess Chucky is leaving his wife for Annabelle. The side hoe. So I guess Annabelle's Chucky's side hoe. That's so interesting. And Jason Voorhees, just the most random pairing. But yeah, they share everything before running. And then Samara from The Ring runs away from the cornucopia. Courtney Cox's bangs in Scream 3 runs away from the cornucopia. Annabelle takes a handful of throwing knives. Candyman runs away from the cornucopia. Slenderman runs away. Leatherface runs away. Pennywise stays at the cornucopia for the resources. Michael Myers runs away from the cornucopia. I've never seen Michael Myers run. That's interesting. Bride of Chucky runs away from the cornucopia. A shark from Sharknado snatches a pair of saves? I don't know what that is. S-A-I-S. Let me Google what that is. I'm interested. I'm sorry. Please hold. Oh, that doesn't exist, girl. Yeah, I don't know what that is. Pair of scissors? I don't know. Pair? Let's Google properly. Pair of scissors. Okay, let's see what that is. Oh, okay. It's that knife that looks like a fork. Okay. So he grabs a pair of scissors. So he has a weapon. The shark from Sharknado is doing great. The shark has a pair of scissors. The killer from camp and the nun fight for a bag. Ooh, the killer from camp and the nun. The nun strangles the killer from the camp with the straps and runs. Ooh. What? The nun killed the killer from the camp? From camp? Okay. The Babadook runs away from the cornucopia. Freddy Krueger runs away from the cornucopia. Esther from Orphan. By the way, Esther, the actress who plays Esther, was actually in Hunger Games. So that's interesting. She grabs a shovel. Ghostface. Ooh. Ghostface kills Carrie with her own weapon. Damn. So Ghostface has like telekinetic powers, because Carrie has telekinetic powers, telekinesis. So wow. Okay, so our second victim. So far we have the killer from camp was killed by the nun, and Carrie was killed by Ghostface from Scream. Interesting. So now we have Jigsaw takes a sickle from inside the cornucopia. Reagan from the Exorcist falls into a frozen lake and drowns. I mean, I didn't expect any better, because what was she going to do, you know? She's possessed. She's probably just going to keep screaming and, you know, convulsing. So, yeah, she died. Fell into a frozen lake. Girl. Anyway, the web bitch from the grudge grabs a shovel. And that's it. That's the first round. Let's proceed, see what happens. Okay, day one. Jigsaw explores the arena. I would expect that he's probably laying traps. Feel like that's gonna be his strong suit, because you know he's very good at that. But with the resources, I don't know. Jennifer Check tries to sleep through the entire day. That's very believable. I believe that. That's very on point. Leatherface camouflages himself in the bushes. He made a mask out of bushes now instead of human skin. Jason Voorhees discovers the cave. Also believable, because he lives in the forest. So, you know, that makes sense, because that is your environment. That's the environment he grew up in. That's what he knows. Freddy Krueger makes a wooden spear. Candyman camouflages himself in the bushes. Courtney Cox's bangs explores the arena. A shark from Sharknado tends to Annabelle's wounds. Oh! So, did Annabelle, like, sell out Chucky for the shark from Sharknado? Because now they're teaming up. Samara from the ring is picked by thorns while picking berries. Oh, she's gonna die. Chucky is pricked by thorns while picking berries. Slender Man camouflages himself in the bushes. Michael Myers camouflages himself in the bushes as well. Esther from Orphan begs for the nun to kill her. Oh! Damn. Okay, but the nun refuses, keeping Esther from Orphan alive. Wow, the nun has like has heart to her. She's nice. Damn. Pennywise camouflages himself in the bushes. Wet bitch from The Grudge tries to sleep through the entire day. Annabelle goes hunting. He's going out looking for human, you know. He doesn't need actual food. Like, he can just eat one of his skills. So that's an asset for him. The Babadook receives clean water from an unknown sponsor. Ooh. Wow, the Babadook has a secret admirer. I mean, honestly, the Babadook is misunderstood. He's a very nice person, I think. Ghostface runs away from Bride of Chucky. That's okay. Let's proceed. Very interesting turn of events. Okay, arena event. Oh, there's an arena event, because remember in the Hunger Games there were like little traps that were set up by the game makers, like the, you know, whatever, the monkeys and the like poisonous air. Remember that? So there's an arena event right now. The arena turns pitch black and nobody can see a thing. While fighting, Courtney Cox's bangs and Annabelle lose their balance, roll down a jagged hillside, and die. What? No. I was rooting for Courtney Cox's bangs. Anyway, she's died. Her and Annabelle died. Damn. Jigsaw finds and kills the Babadook, who was making too much noise. All my homies are dying. This is not right. Freddy Krueger survives. Bride of Chucky survives. Hannibal survives. I hope Freddy dies and I hope Hannibal dies. Don't like them. Leatherface flails his weapon around, accidentally killing Samara from the ring. Leatherface kills Samara. Okay. Chucky survives. So Chucky and his bride are surviving, but they're not teaming up or interacting at all. Michael Myers trips on a. Michael Myers trips on a rock and falls off a cliff. I know Laurie Strode is happy right now, but I also know he's probably not dead, because this bitch never dies. While fighting, a shark from Sharknado and Esther from Orphan lose their balance, roll down a jagged hillside, and die. They, damn it! All my favorites are dead. The shark from Sharknado, like first Courtney Cox's bangs in Scream 3, and now a shark from Sharknado. They both die. This is not right, man. The nun survives. Candyman accidentally makes contact with spinny lethal plant life. Oh, bye. Jason Voorhees survives. Pennywise finds and kills Jennifer Check, who was making too much noise. I believe that. Yeah, Jennifer wasn't gonna make it very long. Wet Bitch from The Grudge survives. Slender Man finds and kills Ghostface, who was making too much noise. Well, actually, all these deaths are like weirdly. Makes sense, except for not even Michael Myers. Yeah, I feel like if he's gonna die, it's probably gonna be accidental, because that man never dies. Okay, let's proceed. This was crazy, man. Okay, Fallen tributes. 13 cannon shots can be heard in the distance. Okay, so here are all the victims, you know, the people who died. The killer from Camp District 11 is dead. Carrie, Regan from The Exorcist, Courtney Cox's bangs, Annabelle, the Babadook, Samara from The Ring, Michael Myers, a shark from Sharknado, Esther from Orphan, Candyman, Jennifer Check, and Ghostface. Rest in peace to the greats. I love all of them. Damn it. I can't believe Courtney Cox's bangs in Scream 3 died. Okay, let's proceed. Okay. Night 1. Jason Voorhees starts a fire. Chucky, Leatherface, Pennywise, the Nun, and Jigsaw sleep in shifts. Oh, so they're teamed. Chucky, Leatherface, Pennywise, the Nun, and Jigsaw. They're a group now. They're a gang. This is a very powerful gang. Except for Chucky. But still, he's insane. Like, Chucky, Leatherface, Pennywise, the Nun, Jigsaw. Great. They have the minds. They have the body. They have the paranormal. And they have the, you know. I'm gonna trick you because I'm too small with Chucky. It's amazing. Hannibal dies trying to escape the arena. Oh! Oh well. Hannibal died. Slenderman looks at the night sky. Where has Slenderman been? Because he was gone for a while. And I feel like that's very on character for him. He's looking at the night sky. He does not care. He also lives in the forest. Freddy Krueger dies trying to escape the arena. Man, how would you. Why would you die? You have knives in your hands. Okay, Wet Bitch from The Grudge cries herself to sleep. Bitch from The Grudge cries herself to sleep. Okay. Bride of Chucky quietly hums. Bride of Chucky quietly hums. Okay. Go find your husband, man. I'm actually rooting for Bride of Chucky because her husband sold her out. And that sucks. Okay, let's proceed. The feast. Ooh, what's that? The cornucopia is replenished with food, supplies, weapons, and memoirs from the tribute's families. Ooh, okay, so it's restocked. Here we go. Let's see what our contestants did. Jason Voorhees, Bride of Chucky, and Pennywise confront each other but grab what they want slowly to avoid conflict. Interesting. That's interesting. So Jason, Bride of Chucky, and Pennywise almost go at it, but they're like, you know what, guys? Let's just take our stuff and leave before anyone does anything crazy. The nun decides not to go to the feast. Jigsaw, Chucky, Webbitch from The Grudge get into a fight. So Jigsaw and Chucky were teamed up and now they're against each other. And they get a fight. They get into a fight with the Webbitch from The Grudge. Jigsaw. Oh. Jigsaw triumphantly kills them both. So Jigsaw killed Chucky and the Webbitch from The Grudge. Now, how would he do that? He doesn't have any traps. Okay. Rest in peace to the Webbitch from The Grudge and Chucky. Slenderman decides not to go to the feast. Smart. Leatherface decides not to go to the feast. Also smart. I feel like Leatherface was probably didn't know what the feast was on, like going on. Anyway, proceed. Let's see. Okay, day two. We have like a few contestants left. Like not many. Wow. Okay. Jigsaw thinks about home. Yeah, I get that. Jason Voorhees runs away from Leatherface. Oh! Oh, the classic killers are chasing each other. The girls are fighting. Pennywise receives an explosive from an unknown sponsor. Slenderman discovers a river. Bride of Chucky severely injures the nun and leaves her to die. The girls are really fighting. The girls are fighting. Oh. What's the tea here? Bride of Chucky killed the nun. Wow. Love that. Okay, 5 cannon shots can be heard in the distance. Here are our fallen tributes who just died. Hannibal died. Freddy Krueger died. Chucky died. Webbitch from The Grudge died. And the nun died. Whew, it's getting crazy. Okay, let's proceed. See what happens next. Oh! Pennywise dies from hypothermia. What the fuck is going on? Okay, Leatherface loses sight of where he is. Yeah. Slenderman goes to sleep. Bride of Chucky starts a fire. Jigsaw thinks about home. He's been thinking about home for like a while now. Like, start doing something. Jason Voorhees receives fresh food from an unknown sponsor. Wow. So Pennywise is dead. They're killing my favorite. If Slenderman wins this, I'm gonna be so impressed because he hasn't had any conflict with anyone yet. Which is so interesting. And is like realistic because in the game you literally look for him for like hours. So yeah, I believe that. Slenderman sees smoke rising in the distance, but this is day 3. Slenderman sees smoke rising in the distance, but decides not to investigate. See, this is why he's winning, because he stays out of trouble. Jigsaw receives a hatchet from an unknown sponsor. Leatherface attempts to climb a tree, but falls on Bride of Chucky, killing them both. I mean, yeah, she's so tiny. She's a doll. So, yeah. But Leatherface, yeah, no, he wouldn't survive that. So Leatherface falls on Bride of Chucky and they both die. Wow. Okay, Jason Voorhees makes a wooden spear. Wooden spear, sorry. Proceed. Okay. Fallen tributes. 3 cannon shots can be heard in the distance. Our fallen victims are Pennywise, Leatherface, and Bride of Chucky. The classics, like the, you know, the iconic horror characters, the iconic horror villains, are slowly all dying. I mean, who is left? Really, who is left? I think it's just Jason. And I think it makes sense because he lives in a forest anyway. Like, he grew up in the forest. Like, that's where he, you know, haunts people or, like, kills them. So that makes a lot of sense. But yeah, Pennywise died. I mean, come on, man. You're paranormal. But then again, Pennywise can be taken down literally by bullying. They bullied that man to death in It Part 1, and that's how he died. Or at Chapter 2, I don't remember. They literally just bullied him and he died. So, yeah. Bride of Chucky, I love you, sis. Rest in peace. Proceed. Okay. Night 3. Jigsaw sees a fire but stays hidden. Slenderman and Jason Voorhees run into each other and decide to truce for the night. Oh, Jigsaw really is gonna die. He can't win this. There's no way. He can't get rid of Slenderman and Jason. It doesn't make sense. He has to die. Okay. Jason Voorhees makes a wooden spear. Slenderman. Yes. Oh, no. Okay. Slenderman defeats Jigsaw in a fight, but spares his life. Why? Kill him. But Slenderman is playing a good game. He's currently allied with Jason and Jigsaw. So that's good. Very smart. Okay. Fallen tributes. No cannon shots can be heard in the distance. Okay. No one died yet. Okay. Night 4. Slenderman starts a fire. Jason Voorhees and Jigsaw tell stories about themselves to each other. What the fuck? Can you imagine? It's like, Jason, yeah, my mom killed all these teenagers, so I decided to just, follow in her footsteps somehow, because I'm still alive somehow, even though I drowned as a child, but here I am. And Jigsaw's like, I have cancer, and that's why I literally kill everyone that comes my way. Yeah, proceed. Day 5. Jason Voorhees is picked by thorns while picking berries. Jigsaw and Slenderman split up to search for resources. Ooh, I hope Jigsaw dies. I really don't want Jigsaw to win. Fallen tributes, no cannon, no one died again. So we only have 3 contestants left, and that's Jason, we have Slenderman, and we have Jigsaw from Saw. So let's keep going. I think it's gonna get intense now. Let's see. Slenderman receives clean water from an unknown source. Jason Voorhees loses sight of where he is. Ooh. Jigsaw passes out from exhaustion. Yeah. They're losing it. See, this is why Slenderman is gonna win, because he has the upper hand. And Jason. It makes sense that Slenderman and Jason are alive, because they both live in a forest. They know it so well, but somehow Jason lost sight of where he is. And I think that's not talking about the forest. I think he lost sight of where he is in life. Yeah. Day 6, we have Slenderman diverts Jason Voorhees' attention and runs away. Jigsaw receives medical supplies from an unknown sponsor. Okay. Night 6, Jason Voorhees thinks about home. This is his home. Or camp, whatever is his home. But, come on. Okay, Jigsaw begs for Slenderman to kill him. He refuses, keeping Jigsaw alive. So Jigsaw and Slenderman. Man, can Slenderman just kill him? People have been begging Slenderman to kill them since the beginning of this game. And he just won't. He's a good person, I think. He's gonna win this. Jigsaw injures himself. Slenderman discovers a river. Jason Voorhees picks flowers. Okay, no one died again. Night 7. Slenderman attempts to start a fire but is unsuccessful. Ooh! Now, I don't believe this for a second. Jigsaw bashes Jason Voorhees' head against the rock several times. No. Jigsaw, baby, no. How is he gonna kill Jason? But that's vicious, though. Jason's dead. I can't believe this. R.I.P. in peace. I guess we're rooting for Slenderman. I really don't like Jigsaw. I really don't want him to win. But let's see. It would be interesting if he wins, because he's literally just a human with a lot of money and some brains. And that's it. He doesn't have any powers. If anything, he's ill, so he's at a disadvantage. So if he wins, it's actually kind of inspirational, I think. Okay. Day 8. Jigsaw stabs Slenderman while his back is turned. No. Okay, so I guess Jigsaw went. Damn. Wow. 2 cannon shots can be heard in the distance. Jason Voorhees is dead, and Slenderman is dead. So I guess, that leaves one person. Let's see what happens. The winner is Jigsaw from District 10. Wow, what an interesting turn of events. Because Jigsaw, like I was saying, I think it's inspirational because he really didn't do much, you know? He really didn't have to do much, you know? He doesn't have anything to work with, really. I mean, we had Freddy, he had built-in knives. You know, Jason lives in the forest and he's strong as hell, he's immortal. Slender Man is Slender Man and he knows the forest well. You had the nun, you had the Babadook, you had Carrie. Carrie didn't have a chance. But you have Pennywise, Leatherface, Ghostface. They all died to a man who is already dying. He's ill, he's sick. It's inspirational. So let's see the placements and how. Okay, let's see which one of them got the most kills. You know, we're gonna say who got like how many kills. So Jigsaw is the winner, District 10. He has 5 kills. Oh, he killed 5 people. Now, how did he do that? Because not using any traps? That is so impressive. Slenderman, second place. He had 1 kill. But, you know, amazing. He did so well. I'm proud of him. Even though I hate that movie, but Slenderman really served. You know, I always say tall guys, they're really winning a life. Jason Voorhees, third place. Bride of Chucky, fourth place. She has 1 kill. Leatherface, fifth place. 1 kill as well. Pennywise, sixth place. 1 kill. The Nun. Why does it say third place? That doesn't make any sense. 1 kill. Who else? Yeah. What bitch from The Grudge? Didn't have any kills. She died. The last, like the loser, is actually the killer from camp. He's the last one. So I guess Egypt really never wins. Now, because how do we even lose in this? Like, come on. Most of these bitches are white. We can take them, but no, we can't. Courtney Cox's bangs. Very proud of her, you know, she did what she had to, but yeah. The shark from Sharknado as well. Very proud of her, very happy for her, but rest in peace. So, yeah, this was, you know, this was something. Yeah, this was. Why did I do this? No clue. Don't ask me. But it was entertaining. You can't lie. It was very interesting to see them all go head to head. And they say the Marvel's like the best crossover of all time. No, this is the best crossover of all time. Really amazing. Just incredible. Hunger Games. If there's a new movie, I need to see Courtney Cox's bangs in it with the shark from Sharknado. I need it. I need it. So yes, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I know this is not a Sunday, and I know that I don't have a guest and we're not discussing a movie, but I believe next Sunday there will be an episode, hopefully. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this silly little thing. I want to do more of these like soon. Not necessarily Hunger Games, but you know, some fun episode ideas. I have some ideas floating in my head, so I want to discover them and try them out. Hopefully, they work out. They might be nice, I think. So, yeah, thank you so much for listening. And please, 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 if you're listening, like wherever you're listening, go follow the podcast. If you're listening to it right now, go follow it because it really, really, really helps a lot with, you know, the stats and the charts, and it just helps, not necessarily the charts, but it helps more people find the podcast, and that's really like amazing. I want more people to find the podcast who don't know me. So by following it, it really puts it on the map. You can rate it 5 stars, you know, on Apple Podcasts. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, there's a bar down low that's like 5 empty stars. Just fill them up, give me 5 stars, or give me however many stars you'd like, please. It should be 5, you know. That really, you know, it really helps a lot more than you think. You can follow the official podcast for What's Your Favorite Scary Movie at Instagram. Wait, did I say that? Yeah, Instagram. WYFSM. .podcast. You can follow the podcast there, or you can follow me on Instagram at Ezel Turkey. EZZELTURKEY. And yeah, go check Quail, who made the incredible intro, out in the description below. And thank you so much for listening. I hope you dream about Courtney Cox's bangs in Scream 3 tonight. And a shark from Sharknado. Yeah.